Did you, growing up in southern Iowa, attend the state fair very frequently when you were a girl?
Not terribly frequently. We obviously always went to the county fair. But I did go to the state fair because I did, like, 4-H presentations up there. And, you know, of course, occasionally we would go up with family and do the ride, see the, you know, cattle barns and hog barns, stuff like that.
What kinds of 4-H projects were you doing back then?
I had the presentations I usually gave were the things on, home economics, things. I remember I did one that was on different types of things to make with bread dough.
Things with bread dough? Play-Doh? What did you say?
Bread dough.
With
yeah.
bread dough. Okay.
Yeah.
And from what I've read, you had your first cotton candy experience was at the state fair.
Yeah. I had, we hadn't ever had it at the county fair or anything, and so I remember that was being, the first time was at the state fair.
And you lost a sister there once as well?
Yeah, I did. I don't remember too much about it other than my mother telling us, the three remaining children, to stay put while they went and looked for my sister.
Well, you mentioned you go up to Des Moines, go to the big city to ride the Midway rides as well. I mean, given all of your experience now, I imagine back then it was probably a big deal, but I wouldn't think today that any of those rides are going to give you much of a shock.
Well, I think they probably just aren't as much fun as the real thing.
Now, are you going to be, tell me a little about what's going to happen to you this week. You're going to be the Grand Marshal at the State Fair, and what all
and
does that entail?
Well, I actually don't know too much about that. They haven't sent too much information, so I will show up in my flight suit and go where they tell me to, wave when they tell me to.
Have you practiced your princess wave?
Yeah, I've been working on that. I've got two talks at the Science Center on the following day, on the 7th.
Right, that's Thursday. Let's talk a little about that. What are you doing at the Science Center?
I'm going to show some video and slides from Expedition 16. It was a really exciting mission, and I hope to share some of that with the people in Iowa.
And I was just at the State Historical Museum a couple of days ago, and I saw that your flight suit is there. Did you realize that that's been placed in a prestigious place at the Science Center now, or at the historical building?
Well, I didn't. I contributed some items to the historical museum, and I just figured I wasn't ever going to wear it again, so somebody ought to get some some benefit from it. I didn't know they'd put it up or anything, but. Hopefully someone will see that and think, well, farmer's daughter can become astronaut. I can do whatever I want to.
Is it a little odd for you? It's got to be kind of humbling, a little weird to be given these accolades and to have one of your garments placed in the State Historical Museum like that.
Well, I find it somewhat unbelievable, not just odd. But, as I said, if I was inspired by... people walking on the moon and being astronauts when I was young, and if I can inspire anyone to live their dream, then I would like to do that.
I remember after you came back from your first mission aboard the space station, you talked about wanting to go back, but being a little hesitant because there are so many people on the list, and it was so unlikely that you might get a second chance. Lo and behold, you got another 6 months and have so many records now, 377 days there. Do you think there's a possibility for a third trip into space for you?
I think there is, yeah, possibility.
Has anything ever been discussed as far as what may be next for you? You're going to stay with NASA then?
Yeah, I am staying with NASA, and we have usually 6 months after a long-duration flight. During that time frame, we do rehabilitation, post-flight reports, and debriefs to all the specialists. And then we do public affairs, and then after that we get reassigned to a technical assignment. And so I haven't even got my 6 months in, and I'm just now working on the public affairs and doing the PR thing. So
hopefully within a couple of months you may get some idea then as to whether there's another shuttle mission in your possible future or something else. Would you want to go to the moon?
Oh, absolutely. I just have to hope I can stay in a good enough physical condition to make it to the moon.
Well, that doesn't sound like it's ever been a problem for you.
Oh, well, no, but, you know, we have a lot of requirements, physical requirements, to be able to fly in space for long duration periods, short duration and long duration periods of time, but even more so for long periods.